White. Oakland, California, July 1st, 1882. Dear son Edson, I spoke to the people in San Francisco Sabbath afternoon. For some reason, it exhausted me. My heart labored hard all night. I speak to them today, and then I shall not speak to them again until perhaps next Sabbath. There were about 100 out. Several put their names to the covenant to keep the Sabbath. Brother and Sister Shellhorn are a couple who have taken their stand fully on the truth and appear well. He is a tailor. These will stand, we think. Then there are two from Denver who seem well, good, substantial people who are convinced but did not put their name to the covenant. They are going to return soon as they have a home near Denver, out 5 miles. There are several women, some whose appearance is excellent. They are old ladies. Some spoke well in the meeting yesterday. Oh, how few there are to respond to the efforts made in these large, busy cities. I feel badly to have such excellent labor put forth to so little account. I had freedom in addressing the people. I told them that there was too little trust and faith in God. That those who could labor should do so, most earnestly, to get their friends in to attend these meetings, and they should work as Jesus worked. They should pray in faith that the Lord would impress hearts and give force to the message they hear. There is too little faith, too much labor put forth without feeling that God alone can give the increase. Oh, my heart is burdened as I see our people. Sleepy, stupid, and almost indifferent. We must not depend now on the strength of argument or the knowledge of the truth. We must depend on the strong arm, mighty to save. There must be the spirit of intercession.